All right, lateral canthotomy with Vanessa Cardi and Julie Vieth. Okay, rural medicine, but in New York. I love it. With this one, I'm very squeamish about eyeballs, and yet I'm obsessed with lateral canthotomies. And we do see them a lot in the ER. By a lot, I don't mean
daily, but we've seen our
daily,
share.
But
yeah.
we do see our share. And I think they're always fascinating. It's pretty remarkable that you can see almost immediate changes as pressure's released on these eyes. I went and watched the video. It's actually very interesting. It takes about 2 minutes, and it's nice that MRAP has little quick instruction cards. And if you haven't checked out the Corpendium, it's also wonderful. It's got so much information to look almost anything up. But I think you were talking to me about what you got out of it most was the reminder that we should be practicing on things that we don't do all the time.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, in nursing, we don't do a lot of the things that we should know how to do just in case, like, there's an emergency. And Kathy was saying, well, like the panda warmer, you know, sometimes it's difficult to just know exactly where all the buttons are or what to do or what to hook up, you know, or just different things that we don't usually do, like the CVP monitor that you may or may not use still. I know some people use different machines for fluid resuscitation stuff. So, you know, just to be up on what you're using in your hospital and just to kind of know and practice with stuff. I think that's really important.
Yeah, agreed. Anything that you can prepare for and really pay attention to. I was not at all surprised that they had to do a conscious sedation on this woman to go in to touch her eye. I cannot imagine that anybody would get close to me. I would go down fighting. I can't even imagine anybody in their right mind could let somebody come at their eyeball without, as a matter of fact, I'd be like, I'm sorry, you have to intubate me. You need to put me into deep sedation for this.
I was telling Kathy about when I got my LASIK surgery and that you see this like claw coming at your eyeball and freaked me out. But I was younger then. I had no fears. I was totally immortal. I had nothing can stop me. But now if I ever got that again, holy cow, that would freak me out.
Yeah, there's just no way. Absolutely none. That's no. Mm-mm. I'll tolerate pain, but not near my eye. Put me out.